好，请弟兄姊妹放到马太福音二十六章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to Matthew 26.
今天念的经文比较多。
So today's sermon text will be longer.
二十六章十四到十六节。
So verses 14 to 16.
四十七到五十节。
47 to 50.
二十七章的三节到十节。
And 27, 1 to 3.
我想我们今天由姊妹念二十六章十四到十六节，弟兄念四十七节到五十节。
So we'll have the sisters read for us 26 verses 14 to 16, and the brothers read verses 47 to 50.
姊妹请，二十六章十四节到十六节。弟兄四十七到五十节。
Verses 50, brothers, while he was still speaking,
那十二个门徒里的犹大来了，并有许多人带着刀棒，从祭司长和民间的长老那里与他同来。那来耶稣的给了他们一个暗号，说：“我与谁亲嘴，谁就是他。你们可以拿住他。”犹大随即到耶稣跟前说：“请拉比安，就与他亲嘴。”耶稣对他说：“朋友，你来要做的事就做吧。”于是那些人上前下手拿住耶稣。好，我们翻到二十七章，二十七章第三到第四节。
And let us turn to chapter 27, verse 3 and 4.
我想弟兄念三十节，姊妹念上十节。
And so, brothers, please read the odd verses, and sisters, read the even verses.
二十七章第三节，弟兄请。这时候，买耶稣的犹大看见耶稣已经定了罪，就后悔，把那三十块钱拿回给祭司长和长老说。犹大就把这钱丢在店里，处处吊死了。他们商议，就用那银钱买了摇户的一块田，为了买账外发各项。这就应了先知耶利的话，说他们用那三十块钱就是被固定人上，于是以色列中所固定的。好，我们圣经念到这里，我们低头做祷告。天父上帝，我们来到你的面前，首先献上我们的感恩。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you for your presence.
你将这本宝贵的圣经赐给我们。
We thank you for your word, for this precious word you've given to us.
让我们可以借着圣经明白你的心意。
That through your Bible we might understand your will.
求你的灵运行在我们中间。
May your spirit be among us.
将今天的这三段经文向我们开启。
And so that it would reveal to us your three passages.
让我们明白你要对我们说话。
That we might understand what you are to say to us.
让我们可以在真理中明白你的心意。
So that through the Bible we might again understand your will.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们今天念的这三段经文全是有关犹大卖耶稣的这一件事。
And so these three passages we see are related to Judas's betrayal of Jesus.
其中第一段二十六章十四到十六节诉说的是犹大计划怎么样买耶稣卖耶稣。
And so verses 14 to 16 of chapter 26 tells us of Judas's plan to betray Jesus.
第二段二十六章二十七到五十节讲出了犹大怎样带领祭司长和长老那里来的人抓耶稣。
And 47 to 50 of these verses in chapter 26 tell us of how he has brought the chief priests and the elders to come and seize Jesus.
当来到第三段二十七章的三到十节，我们就清楚地看到卖耶稣人的下场。
And so we see with chapter 27, those verses, that we also see this is what happens when Jesus was.
圣经很详细的记录了加利人犹大买耶稣这件事。
And so the Bible recounts clearly of how Judas betrayed Jesus.
可以让我们知道耶稣他是怎样上十字架的。
So that we might know how it is that Jesus was crucified.
圣经这样清楚的记载了犹大卖耶稣这件事，一定有一个很重要的真理启示给我们。
And so because the Bible has given us so much detail and clarity on Judas' betrayal, then there must be something that we are to learn from this.
所启示的真理对我们今天的基督徒来说也是很重要的。
For this revealed truth is still important to us Christians today.
我们可以明白这三段圣经所启示的真理，用它来归正我们属灵的生命。
And so we can use the truth revealed in these three passages to once again realign our spiritual lives.
使我们不去走犹大的路，
so that we do not walk the way of Judas.
犹大的路是与福音无缝的路。
And the way of Judas has no place and no portion in the gospel.
有关加利的人犹大买耶稣这件事，
and the betrayal of Judas Iscariot.
我经常被弟兄姊妹问到的问题，就是为什么耶稣拣选像犹大这样的人做他使徒。
And many brothers and sisters keep asking me this question. Why is it that Jesus chose to call Judas to be one of his disciples?
有的人甚至认为耶稣不拣选犹大这样的人，耶稣怎么去上十字架？
Some people say, well, if Jesus didn't choose Judas, then how would he be able to become crucified?
这个想法肯定是不对的。
But this thinking is not right.
耶稣可以叫任何世界的世人来卖耶稣。
Because Jesus could have anyone come and betray him.
为什么给犹大使徒的身份，然后来卖耶稣？
And why would Jesus give Judas the calling of the apostle?
所以说耶稣给犹大使徒的身份，却把自己卖了。
And so Jesus would give him the calling of an apostle and yet still be betrayed by him.
这一定要让我们后人知道一个很重要的信息。
And so this must be because there is an important truth that we need to know.
所以说弟兄姊妹会问这样的问题。
many brothers and sisters would ask me this question.
如果我们认为耶稣基督是全知的上帝，
if we truly believe that God is omniscient and knows all things,
那我们更要想了。
But then we must think even more harder.
耶稣既然是全知，为什么要选这么一个人来卖自己？
If he's omniscient, why would he choose someone like him to betray him?
耶稣确实在犹大没有卖耶稣之前，耶稣就知道他要卖他的。
Even before Judas planned on betraying him, Jesus knew that Judas would betray him.
约翰福音六章的七十节说，耶稣说：“我不是拣选你们十二个门徒吗？你们中间有一个是魔鬼。
”And John 6:70 tells us that Jesus called his disciples, but yet among one of them is the devil.
所以当我们知道相信耶稣是全知的，耶稣也知道犹大会卖他，然后耶稣又拣选他，一定 给我们有个很重要的信息。
And so if we know that God, that Jesus is omniscient, that he has chosen, that he knew that Judas would betray him, and that he has chosen him as his apostle, then there must be a truth.
我们基督徒今天，基督徒都希望在教会中，每一个人都那么好。
Even now, we Christians, we want to hope that everyone in this church to be so good and so right.
我们今天的基督徒说的话都非常的善良，所以说希望每一个基督徒都是那么真的基督徒。
And so because right now, all we Christians now, we are all so kind and loving, so we all hope that we are all true Christians.
所以说耶稣要拣选卖他的犹大。
And so this is why Jesus would call on Judas who would betray him.
告诉我们一个重要的信息。
So it would tell us of one important truth.
连耶稣的使徒都有 叛徒，都有卖耶稣的人。
Even among Jesus' disciples, there are those who will betray him.
所以说，我们不要想，我们教会是纯色的、纯一色的、真正的基督徒。
And so we must not therefore think that our church is completely united in being all true Christians.
这是不可能的。
This is impossible.
每个基督徒都是真正的基督徒。
All Christians are true Christians.
那也是不可能的。
No, that is not possible.
所以说我们要有这样思想，耶稣就告诉我们这么一个重要信息。
So we need to think about this and about this important truth.
在基督教这个信仰里，没有到天国之前都是鱼目混珠的。
And in Christianity, before we come before the kingdom of God, some of it is clouded.
当我们知道这样一个事实的时候
，And when we know this truth,
我们的属灵生命就可以得到操练。就会成长。
And then our spiritual lives can be trained up and grown.
因为当我们知道教会不是纯一色的。
Once we know that the church is not, will not be pure.
我们就会要警醒。
Then we will be awake.
警醒的第一点就是我们自己不要落在犹大的这个境况当中。
We'll be awake and vigilant. And the first thing we know is we'll be careful not to.Go on to the way of Judas.
我们不要以为我不警醒，我只要受过洗了，我就一定上天国了。
And so, we should not think, oh, I don't have to be vigilant. As long as I am happy, then I'll go to heaven.
受洗和上天国不是必然的关系。
And baptism and going into heaven, they are not necessarily always connected.
当你不受洗，基本上可以说你和天国无分。
So we can say though, if you are not baptized, then it's almost certain that you have no part in the kingdom of heaven.
除了特殊情况。
Except for extraordinary cases.
所以这是我们第一要警醒的。
So this is the first thing that we need to be vigilant of.
第二点我们要警醒的。
The second thing that we should be vigilant of.
也就是说在我们身边会有假基督徒。
And that is to know.That around us there may be some false Christians.
假基督徒的能力有时候比真基督徒的能力还大。
And sometimes the strength of false Christians is stronger than that of true Christians.
为什么我这么说？
Why do I say that?
因为真基督徒惧怕上帝。
Because true Christians they fear God.
他的嘴是不敢随便说。
And their lips are constrained and they don't say whatever they want.
而假基督徒他不怕上帝。
But false Christians, they're not afraid of God.
他的嘴可以随便说。
And so their lips can speak whatever it is they want to say.
把东，别人说的话东搬到西，西搬到东。
And they can take people's words and make the east into the west, and the west into the east.
造谣欺骗。
And just have all sort of deceitful schemes.
什么事都敢做。
They are willing and ready to say anything.
所以当我们知道我们身边会有假基督的时候，我们就要警醒。
And so when we understand that there will be false Christians around us, then we'll be vigilant.
不要听他说什么就信。
And not just say it, but hear whatever and believe it.
特别是
especially if
他说某某人说你的时候
especially when that person would say, oh, you know, so-and-so said this about you.
你千万不要信。
Do not believe it.
你就跟他说某某人说我，你叫那个人跟我说。
You can tell that person, well, if so-and-so told me, then have that person tell me.
所以说我们要有设定辨别能力。
So we need to have the gift of discernment.
上帝把允许假基督徒存在教会当中。
And God has allowed and ordained that false Christians would be in the church.
上帝允许那些假冒伪善的、口是心非的基督徒存在我们之中。
And he allows those false hypocrites to come to be among us.
是为了让我们属灵生命成长。
So that our spiritual lives might then grow.
所以说我们要努力学习圣经真理。
And so we need to work hard to learn the truth of scripture.
努力要明白上帝做事的规律规则。
And so we want to understand more carefully the principles behind how God works.
你知道了这些。
And once you know these things,
你就能辨别假基督徒。
You'll be able to discern.
当你辨别出一个假基督徒来。
And when you can discern that someone is a false Christian,
你借着圣经的真理，你认清了一个假基督徒。
And when through the scriptural truth, you are able to see that someone is a false Christian.
说老实话，你对圣经真理的这一个真理的理解，要比你以往深得多。
And then your understanding of biblical truth will be even deeper than what you already have.
所以说，一个真教会里有征战。
And so, even in a real church, there will always be real conflict.
征战的基督徒就是成长的基督徒。
And Christians who are under conflict are those who will grow.
你征战，你不明白。
And if you have conflict, you fight, but you don't understand.
你不要做稀里糊涂的基督徒啊！不明白就不明白。
Then don't just be a Christian who is, oh, it's okay if I don't understand.
不明白就不明白，那就不是真基督徒。
If you're okay with not understanding and you don't really care, then that means you're not a real Christian.
不明白，他一定会真基督徒，一定会想法去弄明白。
A true Christian, if he doesn't understand about the spiritual truth, then he will go about to make sure that he learns this truth.
他看到这种某一个现象，
and he'll see a certain direction and vision.
他不知道是对还是错，
he's not sure if it's right or wrong.
他不明白，
then he will go about and
回到家，他就查圣经，
and he'll go back home,
看上帝怎么
说， search the scriptures and see how God works.
就会查我们的信仰告白，
and then we'll look at our catechisms.
就会查我们的智慧帐篷，
and we'll look also at our catechisms.
当我们查明白了，哦，他是一个不行在真理中的人。
And when this person sees that, wow, this person is not walking in the way of God.
你可以向他提出来，你说你错了。
Then you tell that person, no, you're wrong.
如果他不悔改，
if that person does not repent,
你就知道。他是假基督徒。
Then you will know that that person is a false Christian.
你对这样的假基督徒有关认识这样假基督徒的真理，你就明白。
And so, if you understand what it is about false Christians, that this is the truth that there will be false Christians, then you'll understand.
我们教会的弟兄姊妹，许多人都是征战过来的。
And so many brothers and sisters in our church, we are those who have experienced much conflict.
我相信你们对真理的执着与追求。
And so I am confident that you have a desire to pursue truth.
对真理的理解一定比以往要深得多。
So that your understanding of truth now is greater than that before.
这就是为什么上帝告诉我们，我们身边有假的。
This is why God tells us that around us there will be false Christians.
教会中有假冒伪善的。
In churches there will be hypocrites.
上帝跟我们说，我们不会信。
God will tell us, and then we won't believe.
所以说，耶稣就拣选一个能卖他的犹大。
And so that's why Jesus would then choose a disciple who would.
当我们看到卖他的犹大，我们就知道。一定会有，连耶稣身边都有这样的人，不，何况我们身边的。
And so we'll see that when Jesus chooses Judas, then yes, that if even Judas among Jesus' disciples there is a betrayer, so too there will be false Christians among us.
当我们承认这个事实的时候
，when we finally accept this truth,
我们就会警醒。
Then we will be vigilant.
如果我们连这个事实都不承认
，and even if we don't even admit even this truth,
我们就不会警醒。
Then we won't be vigilant.
都是好人。
No, we're all good people.
基督徒都不错。
Christians are all not bad.
不会有假的。
There won't be.
我们怎么会警醒？
Then how will we be vigilant?
我们不会为自己的生命警醒。
Then we won't be vigilant on our own lives.
也不会为别人警醒。
We won't be vigilant for other people.
所以说，要承认这个事实很重要。
So it is important that we accept and
admit this truth. 耶稣为了让我们承认这个事实。
And Jesus, because He wants us to understand this truth.
在他的门徒中拣选了卖他的犹大。
In his number of disciples, he would choose even Judas Iscariot.
当我们清楚耶稣身边为什么有犹大之后
，when we finally understand why it is that Jesus would have Judas who would be near him,
我们都不希望自己成为犹大。
Then none of us would want to be like Judas.
所以我们要查圣经，看犹大为什么会走到这一步。
And so then we need to look at the scriptures and see why would Judas get to this point.
这就是今天三段圣经要告诉我们。
And this is what today's three passages are here to tell us.
所以说我们进入到第一段经文。
So let's go to the first passage.
二十六章十四到十六节。
Chapter 26, verse 14 to 16.
我想我们就不念 英文了。
Yeah, so we'll use the English.
我们这些经文已经念，这段经文已经念过。
We've already read this passage.
时间关系，我们不念了。
For time purposes, we won't read.
在这段经文之前，二十六章的第四到第五节里。
And just before this passage, verses 4 and 5.
那时候，祭司长和民间的长老商议要杀耶稣。
And at that time, the chief priests wanted to kill Jesus.
这个经文我们已经查过。
We've already read this sermon as well.
只是他们不愿意在节日的日子里杀害耶稣。
Only they did not want to have Jesus killed during the Passover, during the festival season.
我们知道逾越节的时候，犹太人全部往耶路撒冷去。
We know during Passover, all the Jews came to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的人可以做人山人海。
So we can say that in Jerusalem, it was people mountain, people sea.
祭司长知道是自己是作恶。
And the chief priests knew that they were doing what was wrong.
所以说他不希望，不喜欢有这么多的眼睛盯着他的时候，他作恶。
So these chief priests don't want all these many people seeing them do this evil.
所以说他说节日里我们不可以做这个事。
They said during the festival, we cannot do such evil.
好，现在有个跟随耶稣的门徒犹大。主动来找到他们了。
But now there's among Jesus' disciples a Judas Iscariot who of his own accord came to Jesus.
给祭司长和民间长老一个极好的机会。
And now he's provided the chief priests and scribes an excellent opportunity.
因为犹大知道耶稣的行程的安排。
Because Judas knows Jesus' itinerary and where he will go.
什么时候耶稣会离开耶路撒冷？
When Jesus will leave.
什么时候耶稣会到山上去祷告？
When he will go to the mountain to pray.
啊，他知道这一切。
Judas knows all of this.
圣经说，犹大就找机会要把耶稣交给他们。
So the Bible says that Judas is finding an opportunity to betray him.
也就是说，犹大会给祭司长和长老抓捕耶稣的一个最好的时机。
In other words, Judas will be giving the chief priests the best time for them to capture Jesus.
犹大怎么会做这样的事？
Why would Jesus do such a thing?
圣经记载说，
The Bible says,
犹大对祭司长说，我把他交给你们，你们愿意给我多少钱？
It says, what will you give me if I deliver him over to you?
所以说犹大为了钱，
So we see that Judas, because of money,
要卖耶稣。
Was going to betray Jesus.
犹大在上帝和钱财之间，犹大更看重钱财，上帝无所谓，钱财才重要。
So as he sees God on one hand and money on the other, he decided to choose money over God, and God doesn't matter.
他在这两个中选择了钱财，就用30块钱把耶稣卖给了祭司长。
And so in choosing between God and money, he decided to choose money over God. Indeed, 30 coins.
犹大爱钱财，不是他突然想到爱钱财。
And when Judas loves money, it's not that he suddenly became interested in money.
他就是个贪爱钱财、贪爱世界的人。
He is someone who has always been materialistic, wanting the goods of this world, wanting what is the world can offer.
因为在约翰福音12章也记载了一件事。
Because in John chapter 12, something is recorded for us.
也就是说，当玛利亚拿着一斤极贵的真拿大香膏抹耶稣脚的时候
，And when Mary anointed Jesus' feet with a jar of alabaster,
加利利人犹大说：“这香膏为什么不买30两银子收集群了呢
？”And with this alabaster jar of fragrance, Judas said, "Why didn't you sell this? Because this may have been sold for a lot of money."
圣经同时说。他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因为他是个贼。
And then the Bible says it wasn't because he actually cared about the poor, but because he was greedy.
又带着钱囊，藏取其中所存的。
And he was the one who was in charge of the money bags.
所以说，当一个人看重世上的享乐，贪爱钱财。
And so this shows us that when someone looks too much on the worldly pleasures and looks too much on the earthly possessions.
世上的享乐和钱财就是他的上帝。
And then this material wealth, that is that person's God.
他就会为了世上的钱财和享乐出卖主耶稣。
And this person will, because of the worldly wealth, be willing to betray Jesus.
就会为世上的钱财背离上帝。
And so because of the wealth of this world, this person will betray God.
我们不要以为只是犹大这个时代，耶稣这个时代才会发生这样的事情。
And let us not think for a moment that only during Jesus' time and Judas' time will such a thing happen.
在今天我们这个时代，在我们今天基督教里，同样会发生这样的事情。
Even now, in Jesus' church now, the same thing will happen.
我们也会遇到这样的试探。
We will also face this kind of temptation.
一旦我们看重世上的享乐，一旦我们贪爱钱财。
And once when we have an eye toward worldly pleasures, when we have an eye toward earthly wealth,
我们就会像犹大一样，
we'll be like Judas.
会因为贪爱钱财而出卖耶稣。
Because of our love of money, we'll betray Jesus.
或者弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，牧师你说重了，现在耶稣在天上，我们怎么卖他？想卖也卖不了啊。
Or perhaps, brothers and sisters, some of us will think, ah, yeah, well, you got me, I would totally do that, but Jesus is in heaven now. How can I possibly betray him? He's in heaven.
但事实不是这样。
But the truth is not like this.
约翰福音一开始说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In fact, John begins his gospel telling us that in the beginning the Word was with God and the Word was God.
道就是神。
The Word was God.
所以对我们今天的基督徒说来说，
And so for Christians today,
只要我们旧的人生观价值观，
that if we are in the values of our old man, our old self,
或者我们追求世上的享受，或者我们追求某个东西不符合圣经真理的时候，
if we, when we pursue after worldly possessions, when we pursue something that is unbiblical,
基督徒都会做这样的事，与世人不同的，就是基督徒会在圣经中找自己做这件事的根据。
And so when Christians how they differ from others is that they go back to scriptures and see the root of all of this.
我们经常和别人争辩圣经中的真理。
And many times we will discuss with others about the truths of scripture.
有时候我们会想，我怎么和他看圣经的意思不一样？
We'll think, why is it that when I read the Bible, when he reads the Bible, it's different?
他看圣经就是往那边看。
When this person sees, reads the Bible, he reads it in this direction.
他要为自己的行为找圣经根据。
This person wants to find the biblical support for his own desires.
我过去说过，有许多人有关婚姻的问题找牧师。
And as I said before, there's many who, because of marital issues, come to the pastor.
找一个牧师。
To find a pastor.
又找一个牧师。
And then find another pastor.
又找一个牧师。
And then another.
为什么找这么多牧师？
Why do they find so many pastors?
因为他最后要找到一个牧师同意他的观点。
Because they want to find a pastor that can agree with what they see.
这样他就有根据了，我做事是有牧师支持的。
And then they can say, well, you see what I do, this has a pastor's support.
我经常跟弟兄姊妹说，
And many times I tell brothers and sisters,
在现在这个悖逆的世界，
In this rebellious age, this rebellious world,
你做什么事都可以从牧师中找到支持。
In this kind of world, you can do anything and you will definitely be able to find some pastor's support.
不是这样吗？
Is this not so?
同性恋。
We talk about homosexuality.
现在圣经明明说到不可以
的。The Bible is clear that you can't.
最严重的罪可能就是。
That is
相当严重的罪。
It is one of the more.
当然能找到牧师支持啊。
But still, there are many pastors who support it.
所以说，行诡诈、行不义的人，他称为基督徒和世人不同的，世人就这么行了，基督徒比世人更。多一个程序，就是要在圣经中找到根据。
And so this is the thing where there's a difference between false Christians, cunning false Christians, and normal people. Normal people will just go out and sin, but false Christians will have to find so-called biblical and pastoral support for their sins.
然后他可以安慰一下自己的心灵。
And then he or she can then comfort his own conscience.
圣经告诉我可以这么做的。
The Bible tells me it's okay.
所以说，当我们这样去误解、曲解圣经的时候，
so when we try to twist and misinterpret the Bible,
当圣经明明教导的真理，我不可以行的时候， 不可以行的事，我们去行的时候。
When the Bible teaches us something very clearly not to do, and we decide to go and do that,
道就是神。
The Word is God.
我们这时候就是在卖耶稣。
And then so, in betraying the Word, we betray Jesus, because the Word is God.
当我们轻忽藐视主耶稣道的时候。
And when we slight, when we misinterpret the Word of God,
我们比犹大更可恶。
And we are even worse than Judas.
我们一点一点的把耶稣卖掉。
We are one bit and one bit selling away Jesus, betraying him.
一点一点砸下来卖。
And hack one piece after one piece and betraying him.
把耶稣卖给这个世界。
And then piece by piece sell Jesus to this world.
这是我们每一个真正的基督徒需要警醒的。
And this is what every true Christian will have to stand vigilant for.
我们不要以为我们现在已经没有什么试探。
And so let us not think that right now we won't have any temptation.
我们的试探比犹大所处的试探更加阴毒，更加不可赦免。
And the temptation now is worse still than Judas' temptation.
所以我们要警醒。
So we must be vigilant.
好，我们现在来看第二段经文。
Let's now take a look at the second passage.
第二段经文。告诉我们
Second passage tells us,
犹大带了许多从祭司长和民间长老那里来的人。
Judas came and brought a great crowd from the chief priests.
他给那些人说一个暗号。
And he gave them a sign.
为什么要给那些人一个暗号？
Why would he give them a sign?
因为这些人不认识耶稣。
Because these people don't know Jesus.
他为什么不认识耶稣？
Why don't they know Jesus?
因为他从来没听过耶稣讲道。
Because they never heard of Jesus.
他没有从来没听过耶稣讲有关天国的事情。
Because they never heard of Jesus preach concerning the kingdom of God.
就这样的人。
These kind of people.
他手里拿着刀棍来逮捕耶稣。
These kind of people will take sword and club in hand to seize Jesus.
所以说，我们要思想。
So we need to think.
一个没有信仰的世人是多么可怕。
Someone without faith is so it can be so frightening.
就像在我们的国度里一样。
Just like we see in this world.
那些人不知道基督教叫什么。
Many do not even know what Christian church is.
但是就是要做基督徒。
But they will come.
不知道基督徒信的是什么。
They have no idea what Christians believe.
就是要逼迫基督徒。
But they must persecute them.
这是太愚昧的事。
This is such a foolish thing.
可以说这样的人
，We can say these kind of people
没有灵在里面，是一个没有灵的人。
These people without a spirit, they do not have a spirit within them.
人和动物的区别是什么
？What is the difference between humans and animals?
上帝造完了人，在人的鼻孔中吹了一口气。人就成为有灵的活人。
And after God has created man, he breathed a breath of life into his nostrils, and then he became a spirit.
我不想太侮辱他们。他们如果说他们没有灵，他们是什么？他们只是想。
I don't want to shame them too much, but
来抓耶稣的那帮人就是这样的。
But these people, if they don't have a spirit, you know, what are they?
不认识耶稣，也不知道耶稣传什么，就是要抓他。
And so these people, they can go think about what it is. These people who do not know Jesus but want to see him.
这是有关世人的。
And this is concerning people.
我们要领受第二个，犹大和耶稣亲嘴。
But we're now going to look at the second thing. Judas hated Jesus.
犹大与他们定的暗号就是与耶稣亲嘴。
His sign was that he would kiss Jesus.
与耶稣亲嘴啊
！This is
最亲密的人才会，对不对
？This is for the this is the most.
我恨恶你，我怎么会和你亲嘴啊
？If I hate you, how can I kiss you?
虽然外在的表现能会显明你内在的生命。
Even though outward appearance can and does show our inward thoughts and desires.
也就是说，你有怎样的行为，你里面是一个怎么样的生命。
And so, through your actions, we can see your thought life within.
然后今天这第二段经文告诉我们一个很重要的信息。
But the second passage reveals to us another important truth.
许多时候外在的表现具有很大的欺骗性。
But even outward appearances can be very deceptive.
虚假的。
Those who are fake, those who are hypocrites.
犹大和耶稣亲嘴后面隐藏的那个恶毒的目的。
Even in Judas' kiss, with Jesus, there is a lot of evil intent hidden beneath it.
所以我们不能够只凭着外面的这个表现。
So we cannot simply look at outward appearances.
我们要借着他外在的行为，要分析他的真正的目的。
Even in outward deeds and actions, we must be discerning in finding the motive underneath.
不是某一个行为就能够决定他内在所有的品格。
So we cannot say that, if his behavior is evident, then his character must be so and so.
能够决定内在品格的是他一贯的行为。
And so for us to see someone's true heart, we have to see all of their behavior.
所以卖耶稣的犹大，我们看到他占据了一个属灵的高位。
And so we see that in Jesus' betrayal of Jesus, he stood on a high spiritual ground.
十二使徒之一。
He was one of the 12.
但他绝对不是一个属灵的人。
But he is not a spiritual man.
马太福音二十六章二十四节说，人子必要去世，正如经上指着他所写的，但卖人子的人有祸了，那人不生在世上倒好。
And verse 24 of chapter 26 tells us, the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed.
耶稣的话清楚地告诉我们，犹大要完全承担他卖耶稣的这个罪。
So the word tells us that Judas must be responsible for all his sins.
我看圣经，在十二使徒中，
when I read the Bible and I see among the 12 disciples,
好像除了彼得、约翰记载的比较多。
Except for Peter and John, who have a lot more written about them.
可能第三个就是犹大了。
Perhaps the third is Judas.
为什么把犹大记得这么多次的提到他？
Why is so much scripture dedicated to Judas?
这是圣经要提醒我们历世历代所有的基督徒。
Because scripture wants to tell all of us, to tell Christians of every age and place.
不要被那些假使徒、假基督徒所迷惑。
Do not be misled and misguided by those false apostles and false Christians.
我们作为上帝的儿女，我们有一个责任，要识别、识破他们。
And as the children of God, we have an obligation and responsibility that is to discern such people.
圣经没有让我们把他们从基督教里薅出去。
And the Bible does not tell us to kick them out of the church.
但圣经没有说我们不需要赦免他们。
But the Bible does not tell us that we can just let them go and not discern them.
麦子和稗子的比喻里面，那些仆人认出了稗子。
And so we see that the parable of the wheat and the tares, that the servants have indeed recognized the tares, the weeds.
主人只是告诉你不要薅。
But the master only said, do not cut them down now.
主人没有跟他们说，你们不要去认。
The master did not say, don't distinguish between the wheat and the weeds.
所以我们还是需要认。
So we must still continue to discern.
认出那些败子的以后。
And to discern, to be able to tell what are the wheat and what are the weeds.
我们就有责任在基督教里这个里面。不允许有他们败子的市场。
And so then we can be careful not to allow in Jesus' church a place for these people to set up shop.
要教会里是败子说了算，那这个教会就不成为教会。
So if there's a church where such false Christians, these weeds, are able to take control.
所以说你败子你可以在教会里。
Then it's not a true church. And so we can say that there can be false Christians that are in the church.
但是你不要售卖你败子。
But you cannot let them have the upper hand.
在今天基督教里面，
In today's church,
那些怎么说呢？假基督徒更喜欢打着基督教的旗号行事为人。
So how do we say those false Christians? They are even more intent on claiming the name of Christian.
我们经常看，经常听的会听到啊，他是基督教上人。
And so many times we'll hear, oh, this person is a Christian.
他是基督徒律师。
Oh, this is a Christian lawyer. This is a Christian businessman.
等等，他都要画上一个基督名号。
And no matter what, that person has to take on and claim the name of Christ.
从某种程度上说。
And so from some level,
他们是借着和耶稣亲嘴，行可羞耻的事。
You could say it is almost as if they are those who want to kiss Jesus and show what seems to be intimate relationship with Jesus.
他们为了自己的利益，在那里妄称上帝的名。
And so for their own advantage, they would even misuse the name of God.
你如果是基督徒，
if you are a Christian,
你不需要在你的商律师什么职务上挂上基督徒的旗号。
Then you don't have to in your business practice or your law firm put on the label Christian.
你只要按照基督的原则，按照圣经的原则去行事就可以了。
All you have to do is simply to follow the word of God and to walk in the way of the Bible.
挂着这样的旗号，打着这样旗号的人，往往是希望别人按基督的原则，按圣经的原则来对待他。
And these people, when they advertise themselves as Christian, they want others to treat them with the with what is fitting for Christ.
他却可以从，他可以不以基督的原则来对待别人。
But then these people don't necessarily have to treat others according to the way Christ.
说老实话，我见这样的人见了不少。
To be honest, I've met many people who are like this.
也就是说，
which is to say,
他希望打别人右脸，别人打左脸给他打。
So he wants to, this person wants to strike someone on the right cheek and also have them give them their left cheek.
打左脸给，打右脸给左脸，是我们基督徒应该有的心态。
And so, of course, when we are struck on the right cheek, Christians are called to also give the left cheek.
但是圣经的真理绝不会教导他的儿女，当别人要打你脸的时候，你把脸伸过去让他打。
But the Bible never tells the children of God that if someone is about to strike you, then you can bring your face over for that person to hit.
而要打别人脸的人，他就经常要用罪再来要求别人。
But then these false Christians, they would be those who would strike other cheeks, and they would use this Bible passage so that they might continue to strike people on both cheeks.
所以说在现实社会中，
So in this, realistically, in this age now,
真正愿意按照圣经原则生活的人，
people who would truly be willing to follow the principles and laws of the Bible,
一般情况下都不，他都不需要特意的在那里宣称自己是基督徒。
In most cases, these people will not find a need to have to advertise themselves, especially as Christians.
我在这里加上特意的。
They will not, and again, I want to emphasize, they will not go out of their way.
真正基督徒没有这个必要。
Real Christians don't have this need.
因为他知道自己行的好，完全是上帝的恩典。
Because they know that when they walk in the right way, it is not Christ.
自己没有多大关系。
It really has nothing to do with themselves.
当然，也有人他也不愿意宣称自己是基督徒。
And of course, there are some who will be unwilling to say they are Christian.
他的确是基督徒，但他看到自己行为的确和基督徒和圣经要求的相差太远。
But then these they are real Christians. They'll see their own actions is too far from what the Bible commands.
所以他一般不敢宣称自己是基督徒。
So this person, out of shame, will not want to label themselves as Christian.
以免羞辱上帝的名。
Lest they bring shame to God's name.
另外一些称为基督徒的人。
And there will be others those who label themselves as Christian.
他们是极力的在那里宣称自己是基督徒。
And they will with all their might tell others that yes, they are Christian.
我在这里说，他们极力的、拼命的要说自己是基督徒。
And these people will do so with all their might, with extreme zeal, say they are Christians.
他这样极力的要宣称自己是基督徒，难道是为了做好事吗
？And when they are so zealous to say they are Christian, is this so they can do what is right?
不会的。
No.
因为圣经说，你做好事，右手做好事，不要告诉左手啊。
Because the Bible says, if your right hand does what is right, don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing.
他极力的宣称自己是基督徒，只是要借着这个名号行诡诈的事。
And the reason that these people will zealously advertise themselves as Christians because they want to use the honor for Christians to do what is wrong.
迷惑人，让别人上当受骗。
So they can mislead people and then trick people and deceive them.
所以，一个成为真正的基督徒。
So a true Christian.
一个真基督徒就要敢于宣告自己是基督徒的身份。
And so this person, considering his reputation as a Christian,
你是个真基督徒，当你宣告出来的时候，你就会审查自己的行为。
And so when a real Christian claims that this, he is Christian, he will be careful to watch his own behavior.
你宣告出来，你就会使自己灵里刚强起来。我是基督徒，我要做合乎上帝心意的事。
And so when a Christian claims to be a Christian, then this person will strengthen and gird themselves and make sure they do what is pleasing to God.
因着这样的宣告可以使自己胜过罪。
And so through this, they can enlighten themselves.
所以说你虽然你觉得自己不配。
So even though you might think you are unworthy,
或者说你看到自己有软弱的时候。
Or when you see yourself that you have weakness,
只要你认定自己是个真基督徒
，But when you with conviction know that you are a Christian，
你就应该宣告出来自己是个基督徒。
And you'll be able to say, "Yes, I am a Christian."
这样能够帮助我们胜过自己的软弱。
This will help us to overcome our own.
上帝就会借着你的宣告，上帝会把能力赐给你。
And through this self-affirmation, Jesus will give you, God will give you the strength.
我不想在这里教导说，你如果知道自己是个假基督徒，就不要极力的宣称自己是基督徒。
Now I'm not saying that if you are a false Christian, then you should zealously claim to be Christian.
但是我还是要说。
But I will still say,
我不想教导，是因为假基督徒，我这样的教导他是听不进去的。
The reason why I will not to ask false Christians to do what is right because I know that they will not be able to hear this truth.
他是个假基督徒，他极力的宣称自己是基督徒，是更得罪上帝的。但是他听不进去，因为他不害怕上帝。
But of course, a false Christian, they will still say they are Christian because they do not fear God, so they'll say whatever, they don't care.
但是我还是要说。
But I will say this.
我说的是目的是不是要假基督徒能够怎么悔改
？And my purpose isn't so that some false Christian can then repent.
其实不信的人比假基督徒还有希望
，because those who do not believe have more hope than a false Christian.
那些假的、真的，他以为自己是基督徒，其实不是基督徒，真的。
So with these people,
很难回答。
Yeah, with these people who don't care about truth or falsehood, and they are false but claim to be true, these people it is hard to repent.
你很难跟他再传福音。
And it is really hard to preach the gospel to them.
你跟他传福音，他说我是基督徒。
And you tell them the gospel, they say I'm a Christian.
但是你看到的行为根本不像基督徒。
But you see their actions and you're like,
所以说你就没办法。
And so you have almost you can't do anything about it.
所以说最近我在反省自己。
And so recently I've been.
我不能轻易给别人受洗。
And so I've been exhorting telling myself that I need to be careful not to quickly baptize.
他如果没有真信，我给他受完洗了，他是假基督徒。
Because if this person doesn't have a real faith, then this person will be a false Christian, and this person will not listen to the gospel.
我就把他耽误了。
And then I would have hindered this person.
我今天讲这个，我虽然不愿意教导，但是我说出来了，是因为希望真基督徒不要受那些假基督徒的骗。
And so all that I say today, I did not necessarily want to say this, but now that I've said it, I need to once again say that I've said all these things so that true Christians will not be deceived.
当一个人他极力的说自己是基督徒的时候
And when someone keeps on saying yes, I am a Christian with zeal
你就要小心了
You need to be careful
不要被他所蒙蔽
And do not be blinded by this person
现在我们看今天的第三段经文
So let us now go to the third passage for today
马太福音二十七章三到十节
27 verse 3 to 10.
基本我们不再念了，大家可以看。要如果说讲到你认为不太清楚，你可以自己看清楚。
And so we're not going to read the passage again, but if the sermon is not clear, then you can go back and refer to these verses.
我们从这段经文里，我们看到。
And through this passage, we can see.
卖耶稣的犹大只是一个追求世俗的世人。
That, this Judas is one who is this Judas who betrays Jesus is one who cares about worldly opinion.
一个世俗的世人，他一定是看重世上的钱财，过于上帝。
And this worldly person, he will be one who sees what is worldly.
所以能够以三十块钱的价格带领祭司长与民间长老那里的人去抓耶稣。
Which is why he's able to pay to 30 coins and be able to bring the people from the chief priests and the scribes to capture Jesus.
但是圣经说。当犹大看到祭司长和民间长老要致死耶稣的时候
Well, it says that when Judas finally saw that they were to condemn Jesus
他那颗被罪污染的良心产生了那么一点点的愧疚
Then his, though his, that scarred heart, that his conscience that was so seared it suddenly had a small glimmer of a little bit of light
圣经说他就后悔了。
And so we see in this small kind of remorse that yes, he actually regretted.
他后悔以后把那三十块钱拿回来给祭司长和长老，说我卖了无辜之人的血是有罪的。
And so when he regretted, he brought back 30 pieces of silver and said, "Ah, I sinned by betraying innocent blood."
我们看到犹大有后悔的行为。
So we see that Judas does actually have have a little bit of remorse.
我们可以说他的后悔是真实的。
And we can say his remorse is true.
只是非常遗憾，他跟随耶稣这么多年，却不认识作为正上帝。
But we can say that it's unfortunate that he's been with Jesus for so long, and yet he's not even recognized Jesus.
他没有认识正上帝，他就没有悔改。
And because he does not know Jesus, therefore he cannot repent.
经常我们会遇到事情，做某件事做完了后悔了。
So many times we can face something in life where we do something and we regret it later.
所以后悔基本上全是针对某一件事做的话，这件事我做了，我后悔。
And so regret and remorse is not related to something that we've probably done.
但是后悔能不能改变我们？
But can remorse or regret change us?
改变不了。
No, it cannot.
我们后悔过的事情，我们做了又做，做了又做。
When we do something, when we regret, well, yet we still go back and do the same thing and regret and do it again.
每个人发脾气以后都后悔，我怎么会发脾气？
Every time, you know, when we get angry and we throw a temper tantrum, we regret, oh, I should not have lost my temper.
完了以后，遇到事又发脾气。
And then later on, when we meet something else, again, we lose our temper.
发脾气后又后悔。
And after we lose our temper, we regret it.
后悔只是针对某一件事。
Regret is only for one. It's only related and linked to one thing.
当这件事发生的时候，我们仍然会犯错。
And so in life, we will make mistakes, do the wrong thing.
而悔改是指向自己内在生命的。
But then repentance will be about the inner life.
悔改是这件事发生以后，你看到自己生命中的缺憾，自己生命中的罪。
And then repentance, when something bad happens, then we'll see that, and through that we'll see the sin that is within, the sin that is within us, and then we will want to change.
悔改是可以改变生命的。
Repentance can change lives.
当然，我不是说你悔改了以后，你有犯一个错，犯一个罪，你悔改了，你就永远不会犯了。
Now, I'm not saying that when you repent of a sin that you'll never do it again.
但是可以肯定的说，如果说你 一次一次的悔改，你的所犯的这个罪会一次比一次更少，越来越少。
Well, we can say that with confidence that if there's true repentance, then every time you repent, then you will do this sin less and less.
一个不认识上帝的人，
and someone who does not know Jesus, know God,
在他里面没有上帝的生命。
In him, there is no life of God.
他是不会悔改的。
This person will not repent.
他最多也就是后悔。
At best, this person will only regret and have remorse.
犹大是一个不认识上帝的世人，所以他不会悔改。
Judas, because he was a worldly man who did not know God, he is unable to repent.
所以一个不认识上帝的人，他经常会做得罪上帝的事情。
So someone who does not know God will frequently do that which displeases God.
可以说，一个世人所做的事，一直在得罪上帝。
So we can say that a worldly person, when he does something wrong, he will always continue to sin against God.
然后，如果我们信主了，我们对信仰，对我们的信仰却不认真。
And so when we believe in God, but we are not vigilant, we are not careful to watch ourselves in our spiritual lives.
对信仰也不真诚。
And we are not faithful and steadfast in our faith.
我不想说这些人是假信仰。
I don't want to say these people are have a false faith.
可以说他在边缘。
We can say this person is borderline.
你对信仰，你说我信了，却不认真，你信的是什么？
If you say you believe, but then you don't really act all that genuine about it, then what do you believe?
如果我们说我们信耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，我却不真诚。
If we say that we believe that Jesus
is the Son of God, 耶稣吗？
But we are not steadfast or authentic, then do we really believe Jesus?
所以如果我们说我们是信的，我们
if we say we believe,
我们真的应该认认真真、真真诚诚的在信仰中好好追求。
So we need to be careful and diligent to pursue after a godly life.
真正的去明白我们信仰的真理。
And be careful to listen and know scriptural truth.
不然这个信仰对我们有什么益处呢？
If not, then what would this faith do to us? What good would it do to us?
只有我们真的、真诚的信这个信仰，我们真的认识上帝，我们才会做上帝所喜悦的事情。
Only when we are genuine and steadfast about what we believe, will we do things that are pleasing to God.
圣经说，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
The Bible says, man cannot serve two masters.
如果我们对上帝的事不认真、不真诚。
And if we are not careful to observe the things of God,
我们一定会对世上的事认真，对世上的钱财真诚。
Then we will certainly be genuine and faithful to the worldly things, to the worldly wealth and possessions.
在信仰上不认真、不真诚的信仰，有信仰与没有信仰，真的没有多大区别。
In a faith without genuine work, and carefulness, and this kind of faith has little difference with no faith at all.
这样的基督教信仰只是我们口头上的，或者只是我们外在的一个形式。
And then such Christianity will only be an outward kind of thing that we can say with our lips.
我们生命里面根本没有基督耶稣的信仰。
But then our life within it will not have Jesus in it.
如果一个信仰不成为我们生命，这个信仰就是迷信。
And so if this faith is not really applied to our life, then this is really a superstition.
在犹大卖耶稣的这件事情上
，In Judas' betrayal of Jesus,
真正的恶人是祭司长和长老。
The real foes and the real evil people are the chief priests and the scribes.
他们为了自己的地位和权力，
because of their own earthly power and authority,
做了杀害上帝独生爱子耶稣基督的事情。
They were willing to put Jesus to death.
连后悔的表现都没有。
And they don't even have remorse or regret.
如果我们不是世人，我们说我们是相信耶稣基督的。
If we are not of the world and we say we believe in Jesus,
虽然我们不会像犹大那样轻易的成为祭司长和长老的工具。
Even though we will not be like Judas, where we will be an instrument in the hands of the chief priests and the elders.
但是我告诉弟兄姊妹
，Let me tell you, brothers and sisters,
如果我们在信仰上不认真。
But if we are not vigilant in our faith,
不真诚，
we are not genuine.
虽然我们不会为三十块钱卖耶稣，
even though we will not, because of 30 pieces of silver, betray Jesus.
但是如果诱惑更大，
but when the temptation is greater,
我们也会成为恶人的工具，
will then also be the instrument in the hands of evil doers.
因为信仰没有真正在我们里面扎根。
Because faith has not really been rooted firmly in us.
我们会替恶人做恶事。
And then we will do evil work for evil people.
我们从今天的经文中也看到。
So through the passages, we see.
一旦替恶人做了恶事，连回头的机会都没有。
Once we do evil things for evil people, then we don't even have a chance to repent.
我们看到犹大把三十块钱拿回来给祭司长和长老的时候。
When we see that Judas took back his money, he brought back his money to the chief priests and the elders.
这件事虽然是犹大是主动的，但整个计划是祭司长和长老一手策划的阴谋。
Even though this act indeed was intentioned by Judas, nevertheless, the whole stage, the whole direction was decided by the chief priests.
真正要杀害耶稣的是祭司长和长老。
The people who really wanted to kill Jesus were the chief priests and the elders.
犹大只是为了三个块钱被他们利用而已。
And Judas, by 30 silver coins, was used by them.
我们看就是这样的恶人，祭司长和长老，他怎么回答犹大的话
？And so through this, we can see how the real evildoers respond to Judas.
他们说：“那与我们有什么相干？你自己承担吧。”
They said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself."
所以做恶人的工具是非常悲惨的。
So we see that to be used as an instrument by these evil people is very pathetic and miserable.
结果是犹大出去吊死。
And in the end, it was Judas who died.
所以我们要在信仰上认认真真。
So we need to be genuine and careful and diligent in our faith.
对上帝的话认认真真。
We need to be diligent in studying the Word of God.
我们真正的要进入到这个信仰里面去。
If we really want to enter into this faith,
我们有设备的能力。
Then we need to have the gift of discernment.
当我们真正掌握真理的时候，我们就不会被那些恶人所利用。
And when we have a firm understanding of the truth, we will not be easily used by such evil people.
加利利人犹大是贪爱钱财、贪爱世界、荣华富贵之人的前车之鉴。
Judas Iscariot, he was too concerned and too in love with worldly goods and possessions.
所以我们成为基督徒，我们要思想自己。
So, if we are true Christians, then we need to reflect on our own lives.
在我们心中最重要的是上帝，上帝的话还是这个世界？
In our deepest of hearts, what is first in our lives? Is it really God, or is it something of this world?
如果在我们心中最重要的是这个世界，这个世界上的名誉地位，在这个世界的钱财，在这个世界上有好的生活，在这个世界上出人头地。
If the most important thing in our lives is something of this world, whether it be worldly possession, worldly comfort, worldly pleasure, worldly standing and authority,
上帝在我们心中就不会有位置。
Then God will not have a place in our hearts.
上帝在我们心中没位置。这样的人就会出卖弟兄姐妹，出卖耶稣基督的道。
Then such a person without a place for God in their heart, this person would be able to betray brothers and sisters, and indeed Jesus himself.
犹大与耶稣亲嘴这件事也告诉我们。
And so in the act of Judas kissing Jesus,
世人要出卖上帝的道。
And we see that when worldly people, that worldly people can betray God's word.
我们不要以为只有一种方式。
We don't, and let us not think that there's only one way to do so.
就 就是说他不承认圣经是上帝的道。
So it's not that you win one way by saying the Bible is not the
Word. 我们这都是世人的作为，我们一看就知道他是心中没上帝的。
Once someone judges, we can say, ah, this person is a worldly person. He does not know God.
否认上帝的道还有另外一种形式。
Well, there's another way to deny God's Word.
是我们往往忽视的。
That's when we try to blunt the edges.
就是把上帝的道高举起来。
Just to take the word of God and bring it up.
举到一个高度。
To bring it to such a height.
在我们里面上帝的道是不着地的。
So high that actually it's not even grounded.
是不能真正指导我们生活生命的。
And the word of God is so high that it actually can't tell me that much about my life.
是空中飘着的一个虚妄的真理。
And this is the truth that is just floating up there in the air.
今天就有这样的人。特别是在基督教里面，就有这样的人来否定上帝的道。
And there are people like this today, indeed, even people in the church like this who deny the word of God this way.
你要和他谈上帝的道。
If you were to talk with him or her about the word of God,
有时候你会觉得他比圣经启示的更属灵。
Wow, then this person would seem to be even more spiritual than what the Bible is.
我和他谈话，我汗毛都会竖起来吓。
And then when I call this person, then even the hairs on the back of my neck will stand up.
没想到世界上还有这么属灵的人。
We'll be like, wow, I never imagined the world has such a spiritual person.
这是一件很可怕的事。
And this is a scary thing.
上帝的道飘在空中，与我们无关。
And the word of God will be elevated so high, it will be floating in the air, and it will have nothing to do with us.
所以当个基督徒绝不是件容易的事。
So being a Christian is not an easy thing.
你要行在上帝的道中，绝不是件容易的事。
To stay in the Word of God is not an easy thing.
你一定要对上帝道有清楚的认识。
And you need to have a clear understanding of the Word of God.
不管别人从右的来否认上帝的道。
Doesn't matter if someone who comes and denies the Word of God one way.
还是从左的把上帝的道抬到一个高度。
Or in another way, deny the Word of God by.Elevating is so high that it's nothing to say about it.
我们都应该具有设计能力。
We all need to have the spirit of the gift of discernment.
上帝的道是实实在在的生活在放在我们生命里面能够使用生活来体现出来的道才是真正的上帝的道。
The word of God is practical and near to us and something that can be lived out.
我们要紧紧地抓住上帝的话。
We need to cling fast to the word of God.
真正的明白上帝话语，真正明白上帝的道。
And then work hard to truly know God's word.
我们就不会上这些人的当。
And then we will not be led astray by such devices and such.
也不会成为恶人的工具。
And we will not be used as a tool, an instrument for evil people.
真正能够成为一个荣耀上帝名的人。
So that we can actually be people who can bring glory to God's name.
真正能够荣耀上帝名的人，他一定有上帝来造来给予从生命中的喜乐和平安。
And such a person who is able to bring praise and glory to God, this person will certainly have the peace and joy that comes from God.
平安和喜乐是在上帝的话里头。
And peace and joy can be found in the Word of God.
它不是一种虚妄的口号。
It is not just something that we can say with our lips.
只要我们紧紧地抓住上帝的话。
As long as we cling fast to the word of God.
我们的人生一定不同于过去的人生。
And so that our life will not be the same as those around us.
好，我们接着祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us your precious word.
谢谢你，你的话语是实实在在的，是我们生命的粮。
We thank you that your word is a true and genuine food for us.
可以喂养我们属灵的生命，使我们生命不断得以长大、壮大、强壮。
That it might feed us, that our spiritual lives might grow and be strong.
能够面对世界，这个世界对我们任何的挑战。
That we'll be able to face whatever it is the world has for us.
求你保守我们。
May you keep us.
也能够赐能力给我们。
And strengthen us.
让我们能够遵循你的话语。
So that we might once again love and guard cling fast to your word.
这样的话，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.